You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
So, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. This morning, we're going to explore a change in Orange County. We got Peyton Jeter, who is the marketing director for the Orange County Marketplace, which has recently undergone some fascinating changes. So welcome, Peyton.
Thank you.
So Peyton, I don't know that everybody knows what the Orange County Marketplace is. So tell us a little bit about that.
Of course. So it's pretty much an institution here in Orange County. It was started back in 1969. So we are well within our 49th year, excited about our 50th year coming up. And it started as a swap meet by Telfill Enterprises. And it was just this little idea that ended up flourishing and I think being bigger than anyone ever expected. And about 2 years ago, a company called Spectra purchased the Orange County Marketplace from Telfill Enterprises. So it's now managed by our company.
Now, I don't know. It's at the Orange County Fairgrounds, right?
Correct. So we're a tenant of the fairgrounds. We're open almost every weekend. We just had our little break here with the Orange County Fair that was in session, so we're back now. But it's every Saturday and Sunday, and essentially we are a forum for small businesses to do pop-up shops every weekend.
And what time are you guys open?
We're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And so the company who bought them, Spectra, that's owned by Comcast, right?
It was. It's actually undergone its own little change.
Wow.
So Spectra broke off from Comcast, is now under Atairos, and Comcast is a majority minority partner of Atairos. Let me see if I can get that right. And so we're all kind of still one big happy family, but Spectra focuses on partnerships, food and beverage, hospitality services, and venue management.
And you have hundreds of venues that you manage, right?
We do. We do. We have a pretty eclectic mix of, working at a lot of fairgrounds on the food and beverage side, running concessions inside stadiums and arenas. On the venue management side, managing a lot of arenas, operationally, marketing, all that kind of stuff. And then we have this very special account here in Orange County called the Orange County Marketplace, which is a really great combination of all the things that Spectra offers in one venue. So
what the things that Spectra offers are?
As far as the food services, hospitality, mm-hmm. and venue management. So we're kind of all in one here at this property. We partner well with the fairgrounds. Spectra, in a different team, runs the concessions there for events and then during the fair. And then Spectra purchased the Orange County Marketplace as a major tenant of the Orange County Fair and Event Center. And now we run everything top to bottom for that.
Well, so talk about what the marketplace does mm-hmm. for businesses.
Yes. So in 1969, it started out as a swap meet, which if you're from the East Coast like I am, you call it a flea market. I'm learning new lingo here on the West Coast. But it was an opportunity for young entrepreneurs to get out into the into the market and showcase their wares and start new businesses. And we've evolved as the face of retail has definitely shifted since, the 70s and 80s, even 90s. And so we're now a lot of small businesses that are doing pop-ups. So you're not seeing so much of that bartering or used items as much as you're seeing, brand new items, small businesses that maybe can't afford a retail location but still want to have a consistent presence in this area that come out. We're really fortunate to have a really diverse offering of vendors. We've got vendors that started, I think 1971 might be our longest lasting vendor. We've got, vendors that have passed down their businesses. They're now in their third generation. And then we've got these young entrepreneurs that have these new ideas and they just want to get something to market and test it out and see how it goes, or, kind of that waiting game between building it up and then being able to open perhaps a retail location out here.
So tell us some stories about the entrepreneurs who are starting off testing new ideas.
Mm-hmm. So we've got some success stories. Tilly's started at the Orange County Marketplace.
Tilly's started? Yes. No.
Yes. And so, you know, there's some really cool stories about these businesses that kind of got started at the marketplace and then have grown into these, you know, empires, for lack of a better term. And then we've got, I remember when I interviewed, I had, you know, toured, and there was a guy had a scoopula, I think, and it was his invention, a scoop and a spatula for cooking and serving dishes. And so it was something that he created, and he wanted to bring it to market and get some feedback and test it out. We've got folks that are, you know, really in that bespoke category of, you know, hand making items, craftsmanship, sewing things from scratch or crafting things, you know, making a lot of it with their hands, which is really neat to see that happening at our marketplace.
So if somebody had an idea, they wanted to take it to market, what would they do?
We're fairly simple. We do require a little bit of paperwork from you as far as, you know, permitting goes and making sure that you've got, you know, your insurance, you know, if you have a product or if it's a service. But we have a great team that works with all of our young businesses to get everything they need to come out. And then you do a pop-up shop. So, you know, you kind of open your wares and make them available for the patrons that come into the marketplace each weekend.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the experience that a customer or a family might have.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I think that changing face of retail has really come into play, especially for us managing the marketplace as a whole. So, you know, we don't necessarily have our own small business. We're overseeing the property, and, you know, you've got the Amazons and the box stores of the world that are there's a lot of pressure on small businesses to acclimate to that, to deal with that. And so for us, while entrepreneurship is the heart of what we do and the core of who we are, we're really looking to expand and make it more of an experience for the folks that come in. So yes, you can shop, and yes, you're going to find some great things that you might need, but we also want you to enjoy some live entertainment from local Orange County bands. And we want you to take part of an art series and experience something within the arts that you might not have seen before. Or we do a how-to series, kind of an educational series, so learning some skills and tips that you might not otherwise be exposed to, so that when you come to the marketplace, you're shopping, you're walking around, you're with your family, you're with your friends, and it's an enjoyable time. It's not this down and dirty, get in, get out, that it's really an outing and an opportunity to share time with the people that you like.
So how would you say that the marketplace is different from the Orange County Fair?
Well, the fair is more short term. So the marketplace is around for 94 open days, you know, 47 weekends, and the fair is around for 5 weeks. So while there is some crossover as far as the vendor side of things goes, that what you can find at the Orange County Fair, we do share a lot of those same vendors. You know, we're here more consistently, and, you know, the fair is just, it's a huge operation. They've created something absolutely spectacular for the whole family to come and enjoy, and so there's a lot more rides and larger scale concerts and things like that that are part of the whole fair season, and we're probably a little bit more toned down than that.
Would you still say this is a good family outing place?
Oh, yes. And we have actually taken some strides to make it very family friendly, because, you know, when you're 4 years old and your parents are kind of dragging you around, it's fun to be outside for a little bit, but then you're like, okay, I'm done. This isn't fun anymore. So we do have a kids area where we've got, you know, bouncy houses, and we've got face painting and balloons and drawing and chalk. And it's right next to one of our concession stands. So it's a good break spot for families to come, and they can let the kids play for a little bit. They could grab a little snack. Mom and dad could tag team, watching the kids and then going and shopping for themselves. So we've tried to take into consideration all ages in our marketplace. Kids 12 and under are free to get in. Mm-hmm. So that's a great plus too.
Well, so what does it cost for a family to come in?
It's $2 admission to come in.
Oh, my goodness. Horrible.
I know.
Way too much, right?
And that admission honestly allows us to do that extra programming, having concerts and bringing in bands and having some of these workshops and things like that. That's really what that goes towards. It's just creating this whole holistic experience for everyone.
So $2 a piece plus, did you say kids under 12 are free?
Are free,
oh,
yes.
My goodness. Why didn't the line outside? It should be just filled up every weekend.
Again, it's the retail market. It's much more convenient to shop on Amazon or go to Target. You know, think about your own spending habits and you get super busy and you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to pick up X, Y, or Z. And it's so convenient to just order it or to just swing by it, say 9 o'clock at night when you think of something. And so that's again why we want to make sure people know that A, the Orange County Marketplace is still alive and still thriving, but B, it's an experience for you. It's an outing and it's something to do with the whole family and or with your friends too. We've got a little something for everyone.
Well, tell me what is unique? What kinds of things could I find that are uniquely at the marketplace right now? You were open this weekend, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell me what would I discover if I came to the Orange County Marketplace this weekend?
So we have everything, honestly, from hot tubs to tube socks to handmade knit caps. So that's one of the strengths that we offer is there is something for everyone. But we do have a lot of new, you know, hand makers that are coming out and they're making their own, you know, signs. Everything can be customized, which I think is very unique and great for gift giving or if you're trying to create something specific for your household, that they can customize those things. We have food vendors that are hand making some, you know, delicious cookies and breads and nuts and popcorn, some produce. Again, there's such an eclectic mix that there's something that you need, you'll find it.
So when are you open?
So we open, again, this Saturday, but open Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. year-round with the exception of the Orange County Fair.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what you do for marketing in this marketplace. Mm-hmm. What does marketing mean for the Orange County Fair?
Well, for the Orange County Marketplace, we, as you all know, we're the LA market, and it's expensive here in California. I think we can all agree on that one. So a lot of it's just cutting through the clutter, cutting through the noise, making sure that the product that we're putting out is high quality, that we're being very simple and very clear about what we do. And so, you know, part of my initiative is a general branding awareness campaign. I like to call it marathon marketing, where we're just kind of, we're there. We're consistent and we're there and we're staying top of mind to, you know, our broad audience that we attract. And then we do have more specific event-focused marketing. When we do some of these special events that are catered towards a specific target or niche group that we want to make sure, again, are aware that something is going on. And so that's the advice that I give to a lot of our vendors is, you know, we can let people know that the marketplace is open, let people know that the marketplace exists. But to be honest, if I brought in 2,000 people and no one wanted a hot tub, I haven't helped your business. So part of what you do as a small business owner is let people know the product that you have and where you can be found. And now together, we've got this great synergy going on where we're all working together to bring in new people that are looking for a variety of things.
Well, so what have you found the most effective marketing techniques to be?
I think digital. It's not going anywhere. It's biggest bang for your buck, especially, you know, if you're working with a tight budget, which most of us are, you're able to reach a broader audience with a higher frequency than doing some of the more traditional marketing techniques. You know, also television has changed so dramatically with cable kind of phasing itself out a bit with this younger generation looking to stream. And so, you know, making sure that you're aware of the people that you want to reach, how are they being reached? What are the things that they're doing? Where are their eyeballs at? And how can you then customize your marketing campaigns to meet them there?
So with marketing, I mean, I hear the branding.
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns?
So I can talk to us specifically, and then, you know, in a mm-hmm. broader scope, you know, our ticket price is $2, and we don't sell tickets online. So there's not always a direct ROI that we can track and measure as far as I did this campaign, they clicked through this many times, we sold these many tickets. So for us, a lot of it's kind of this overall watching our attendance numbers as they come in. And when we run a campaign, gauging, you know, did we see an influx? Are we seeing a consistent growth or are we seeing a decline based on our activity? So for us, our biggest measurement, you know, is our gate numbers. They're people that are coming in and then, you know, how well is our concessions selling? For our businesses, though, a lot of them, if they have some, you know, online selling mechanism, then it's a pretty simple way to track those clicks and seeing how many people purchased from a campaign that you did or went and viewed something that you showed. So a lot of it is based on impressions, just seeing how many eyeballs you're getting.
So do you track those gate numbers every week?
We do.
And do you tie that to particular campaigns to see what works to increase or?
Yes, and part of it too is having been around for 49 years, you sometimes just float to the back of people's minds and they're not really thinking about you much. And so making sure that we're hitting new audiences, that's been part of what we've done. And when we have the option to do a survey, you know, we've issued it out just to find out what, you know, what's your age range? You know, what county are you living in? What's your gender profile? And just to see, you know, do we have a greater influx of women or men coming in? Like what age group is coming in? And are we, you know, by doing more digital, are we able to trend a little younger and bring in a new audience that maybe hasn't been around here in a while or hasn't heard of us before? You know, are we still catering to the audience that stuck with us since, you know, the early 70s when it was getting up and started? And so, yes, just kind of looking at the demographic profile of who's coming into our market.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and can you stick around? Because I want to ask you a little bit more about what you see in marketing in general.
Of course.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after we hear from a word from our speaker.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
Hi, it's time for another tip from Sandler Training. Traditional sales training teaches techniques on how to eliminate stalls and objections. Some are fancy sales moves, while others are programmed responses. Sales is a conversation, and I don't know how you can memorize every possible response for every sales situation. Also, the prospect has usually heard these responses before and has been turned off by some fancy sales move. When you really think about it, the only person qualified to address the stall or objection is the prospect. Ask the right questions and you will eliminate stalls and objections. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
Welcome back to the Pilgrim on the 405, where we've been having a great time discussing marketing with Peyton Jeter, who is the marketing director for the Orange County Marketplace. So, Peyton, how did you get into marketing?
I fell into it, yeah. To be completely honest. So my undergrad degree is actually in marine biology. I did every science class I could possibly take. I won the science fair kindergarten through fifth grade. I loved it. And so I went to college thinking I would do marine biology. And my junior year, I kind of had a come to Jesus meeting with myself and said, you know, look at some of these things that you're doing. You're doing some programming. And I was working for one of our departments, booking concerts and doing marketing things without realizing that I was doing marketing things, and loved it. And so had the opportunity to go to grad school and decided that I would pursue more of the academic side of that a little bit. So I did sport and entertainment management and really had an opportunity to delve into that more. Thought I wanted to do event planning and event management. could not find an internship that let you shadow operations and events to save my life. So ended up in marketing once again and just discovered I loved the creativity of it. And it was exciting and thrilling and quite honestly better hours than doing some event management. And so I was fortunate enough to get started with the city of Denver, and I did some general marketing and then sponsorship marketing for Red Rocks Amphitheater before I moved on to Orlando with Spectra, and I was the marketing manager for the CFE Arena, which is on the campus of the University of Central Florida. And so that was a lot of live entertainment, you know, comedy shows, concerts, couple trade shows here and there. And then this opportunity opened up here in California, and these are my California years, so I said, let's do it. and here I am now at the Orange County Marketplace.
Bring on your surfboard and spend the time, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, all right, so let's talk a little bit about how you see, what is the role of marketing for a small business?
It's getting your name out there, and it is creating, marketing is the display of your personality, of your businesses. Personality. And that can vary from small business to small business. You know, some, it's so interconnected and integrated in who they are that it's just a subset of them. For others, they've created its own entity. And so marketing is your way of getting that personality out there to the masses, to let people know who you are, what you are, and why you are.
And you get your business personality out there. What's the effect of that?
Hopefully sales.
Well, all right, but it sales is a little ways down the way. People are not going to see your business personality.
Right.
Does it attract people?
Hopefully, yes. So you're building a relationship. That's really what it is. It's building trust, and it's building a relationship with the consumer. And, you know, I think we're moving towards, I think as people, we don't like being sold to. We don't like that pressure necessarily, but we love if a friend gives us advice on something that they've tried and love and enjoy. And so that's where I think your brand voice can start to do that. It can be, and as long as you have that integrity to back it up, you can be that source of a trusted friend that's saying, hey, this is great. If you're in need of this, I think this can serve you well. And here's how I can enhance and improve your day-to-day life as a company.
So when you think about Orange County Marketplace branding, what do you think that you are doing for the customer?
Mm-hmm. So one of our big goals and kind of rebranding who we are is that we're your Orange County Marketplace. So we really want to be accessible to the residents here in Orange County and extending further, of course, but we are in Orange County, so we want to start local. And so we want to be a source of entertainment. We want to be a place where you can go feel welcome and feel comfortable, and also a good partner to some other organizations and community members around us. I think that's important to give back where you are, where you live, and to pour into your community at a local level. And so, you know, we offer some fundraising opportunities for nonprofits, and we're starting to partner with some additional local organizations and even other companies that are trying to do new things, that are trying to make Orange County better. And so we're really invested in coming alongside those groups, however and wherever we can, to do that well with them.
So talk a little bit about, what are some examples of businesses that are, or groups that are seeking to make Orange County better?
So we had an opportunity back in March to work with this group called the Community Outreach Alliance. And they're a local group that work with young adults that are at risk for bullying, for suicide. And they provide a lot of programming to get them involved and get them into positive environments to kind of bring them up and out of things and allow them to feel welcome and feel a part of something. And so we had an opportunity to work with them. And that's the kind of vision and that we want to support, someone that's coming in trying to make this place a little bit better.
So what did you do with them?
We did a fundraising event. It was part of our grand reopening. So some of the programs they do, like I mentioned, they do a lot of music programs and arts and some physical activity. So we had a few of their performers come out and they performed on our main stage. We raised money through vendors and highlighted some other local organizations that came in. And they collected donations as well. So it was just a way to showcase who they are, what they are. So some you know, experiential marketing for them, and then also a fundraising component as well.
So for a small business, getting their name out there, helping people understand what it is that this business is about, as well as what particular needs or hopes or dreams that the product or service provides, mm-hmm, right?
Exactly.
So how can a small business do that? What are the pieces to help a small company get their brand, their experience, their personality in front of folks?
Mm-hmm. Part of it's just deciding what is your brand, what is your personality, what is your voice, and then sticking with that. So everything that you put out always reflects back to that. So there's that level of consistency, which is going to help in maintaining trust. You know, I think social media is key for that. There's so many visual elements that go into that. People buy with their eyes. And so social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, depending upon your brand, Pinterest might also work well for you. But creating a platform where people can go and find you, that you can seek out connections that are engaging with the audience, and you're constantly being in front of their eyes so that you maintain, you know, top of mind for them.
So you mentioned digital mm-hmm. channels. Mm-hmm. Any particular ones that you think small businesses would find helpful?
I think having a website, so having a landing page for folks to find you, and then Instagram and Facebook. And again, that all depends on what your product is and who you're targeting. Kind of, you know, different ages use different platforms a little more frequently than others. And yeah, so knowing who your audience is so that you can be there in their line of sight, and creating content, curating it well, I think is very important too. So don't put something out there for the sake of putting something out there. Put something out there that's quality for who you are and what you represent, so that there's kind of that level of professionalism that goes along with it.
Now, you talked about curating content. Tell me what the value of curating content is versus writing your own.
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. I guess in my definition of curating is taking the time to maintain visual consistency, to maintain that brand voice, to create an aesthetic for your brand and for what you put out. In my mind, that's what curating is. And I think it's coming up with a plan as well. So it's being intentional about what you post and why you're posting something. You know, are you creating a good mix, I guess, as well of how do you supplement what your product is, what your business is, with something that's helpful for the consumer versus a post that's saying, hey, we've got this new product that's a little more sales oriented.
All right. So should every company create their brand around helping other people? Or is that a particular brand itself that we are helping?
I think it makes sense in general that your product or service is useful or helpful. Otherwise, why would someone want it or engage with you? So I think that's a decent baseline. Now, how that applies to you, I think could be very different. I think it's nice. I said this before, I don't want to feel sold to all the time. I want to feel like I'm a part of something. So if a brand can put out, hey, there's this helpful tip or trick or did you know element in addition to this is what we do and this is who we are, I think that's fun. And you feel like you're getting something out of that brand or product more so than just that specific product. And I think just talking and being genuine and authentic with who you are and what you're doing, that goes a really long way in people connecting with and identifying with your brand.
Well, when I work with companies, very often we ask them to look at what their either their purpose, their cause, or their passion, mm-hmm. and let that become the driver of their brand. Mm-hmm. Now, would I be right in assuming that purpose is what OC Marketplace is doing? Do you have a purpose, or do you have a cause or a passion?
I mean, I think you're right. I think it's an interplay of all three of those things. So I think your purpose is your why. Sort of, why do you wake up every day? Why are you doing what you're doing? And, you know, part of that is if you're not passionate about it, if you're not invested in your why, then it's going to flop. It's not going to go anywhere because people are going to feel that. They're gonna feel the lackluster of that. So here at the Orange County Marketplace, our passion and our why is to be a good community partner. And that works on several levels with the entrepreneurship side of working with small businesses and, you know, giving them some space every weekend. It's our passion to be a good community partner to other organizations that are working to make a difference. So can we give them a platform as well to interact with our audience while they're there? Or can we actively come alongside them and engage with them in some capacity? So I think it's a multifaceted approach, and I think that's what we're doing well here.
It seems to be that you at some level become an advocate or a coach for entrepreneurs.
There is a little bit of that, and I think that's the nature of our property. It is not in my job description, but that's how it unfolds. And I think to your point, that's the passion of being in this position is caring about our small businesses, is looking for ways to engage with an audience that is helpful then to our small businesses that come out each and every weekend so that they're able to sustain and to grow their businesses.
So in a real sense, by you bringing people to the marketplace, you're also helping those entrepreneurs who are testing it out or doing this because they're excited about it.
Exactly.
You're helping them simply by bringing people to them.
That's the hope.
Well, is it a hope or does it actually happen?
It's both. You know, being in our 49th year, we've seen a decline. And again, that's retail. You know, we were the place back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. But then you've have this influx of online shopping and an influx of big box stores, and that has shifted. And so for us, and coming in, you know, not too long ago, it's saying, okay, so if this is our current present retail reality, what can we do as a holistic marketplace to shift and create more of an experience and create this as a destination? Because it's not a necessity anymore. There's other options for patrons. So what sets us apart that makes it more intriguing to bring people in here instead of letting them, you know, passively go to a big box store?
Well, I think of Portola Marketplace. You're familiar with Portola?
I'm not.
It's a group of, it's an eclectic group of innovative businesses. Portola Coffee Company there, and there's a number of different stores there, and it's experience. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to compare that to the marketplace in that it's not just something you go to buy a cup of coffee or to buy a pair of shoes. It's an experience to go in and walk from place mm-hmm. to place. Sometimes there's music. Sometimes there's always a variety of people. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like that's a little bit about what the marketplace is about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely the direction we're headed. And a lot of the program that we've put in place is set to accomplish just that.
Well, now, with regard to your stores, your pop-up stores, does that change from week to week, or is it long term? Tell me about that.
So it's a pretty good mix. We do have, I would say, 2/3 are consistent of our vendors are consistent. So they're coming out. We only the way we're set up is a month at a time. And then, of course, you can do as many months as you want from there, but just a single month at a time. And so probably 2/3 of our vendors are set up in that program, which allows them a consistent location inside the marketplace so people know where to find them. And then the other third are new businesses that are coming in. They're trying it out. You know, I think there are so many markets available that it's behooves the small business owner to have a level of consistency, which is what our marketplace offers, plus an extra day to float around and to try out some different markets, because that's going to interact with a new audience, a new location, some lead generation potentially, and then have an online sales element to it. So I think there's three parts there that would set up a small business owner really successfully. And because we are so consistent versus a market that maybe is once a month or once a quarter or even once a year, we offer someone a place where they can always call home, where their customers know they can always find them, you know, on either a Saturday or a Sunday. And then now they've got one other, you know, weekend day open to kind of float around to some of those other places.
It occurs to me that, I mean, what pops into my mind is a Native American powwow. Mm. Have you thought about that?
Probably not.
Well,
tell me more.
Well, a powwow is where the family gathers, mm-hmm. you know, and there are a number of vendors. Mm-hmm. There's entertainment. There's dancing. And the vendors come. Some of them have brick and mortar stores. Mm-hmm. Some of them are online, and some of them, they just move from powwow to powwow. Mm-hmm. But it is a marketplace. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me that that's something like what you're doing in Orange County. Is this is a place where people come not only to buy a pair of tube socks, mm-hmm. they come for an experience.
Correct.
And in doing that, they're meeting new people, they're meeting new opportunities, new products, new services, having something to eat. Mm-hmm. It's a powwow.
I like that.
It's a powwow. And that's an experience.
Yes.
All right, so now, how many of the vendors at the marketplace have brick-and-mortar stores?
Not many. And I don't want to put a number on it because I know I'll guess wrong. There are a few. And so what they've done is they have a brick-and-mortar or kind of a warehouse through the week. And then on the weekends, they come and physically showcase at the marketplace. So there are a few that do that. Some, this is their only location. So just on the weekends that they're here at the marketplace. And then some others have a mix of, you know, the online and then in person on the weekends. And we try to encourage all varieties to come out. You know, whatever works well for you and your product or your business, you know, we're here to support that.
Now, do the vendors have to pack everything up at the end of a Sunday evening and take
they
it home?
They do.
Oh,
and
my goodness. It
God
is a powwow.
God bless them.
It is a powwow.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, if you come visit us on a Tuesday, we are a big old parking lot.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's
everything is gone.
Uh-huh.
So they have to bring their own booth?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But we do let them keep their vehicle with them. Our spaces are big enough for that. So that's really convenient for a lot of them. They do get to keep their vehicles with them. And then they work out of, you know, the frontage when they set up their stores. And some of them have developed an amazing setup, and it takes them quite a few hours to put up, and it's amazing what they do, and it is hard work, and I have, you know, a lot of reverence for them for all those hours and sweat, so some tears that
so the food
go
vendors
it.
Probably work out of either a trailer or a food truck.
Correct. We do have a few food trucks, and then we have some like prepackaged to go food items, so that's a little bit easier. And then we manage the on-site concession stands, so there's a variety of food always available.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like pretty labor intensive. Now, do the vendors have a sort of community?
They do. And this is a little bit of a sad story, but we've had a handful of vendors pass away this past year. Mm. And, you know, we get notified on the business side of things, but a lot of the vendors will rally with each other and do some sort of, you know, kind of an honor, you know, physically on site in their space that they used to have. A lot of them have gone to their funerals or memorial services, and just there's a lot of support and camaraderie among the vendors, which is really sweet to see, especially in those kinds of times. But then just in general, there, you know, some of the operations are one or two people and they become very friendly with their neighbor. And when you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So you need somebody to kind of look out in your space for you. And so, you know, I think they're very kind and supportive to one another, just even with that sort of simple task. And a lot of them have been around for 30 plus years. And so they've grown up with each other, quite honestly. And so they golf together during the week or fish together. So, yeah, there's some really sweet stories and relationships.
Well, I see this happening a lot in Laguna Beach at the Art Affair and the Sawdust Festival. Mm-hmm. All right. A lot of people come back together each time and they get to know each other. And, of course, they have to build their their booths every time from scratch. And it's amazing that relationship that's there. So you are looking for, I think it sounds to me like you might be looking for two groups. One is customers to come.
Yes.
And other is new vendors.
Vendors to sell. Exactly.
So why would a vendor, want to come to the and become part of you have places available, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so why would do you do marketing for businesses like that?
Can you
explain? Well, do you, in looking for those businesses,
like, are we actively soliciting for?
Yeah. Do you solicit for businesses?
Yes.
How do you do that?
We do. We actually kind of feet on the ground approach to that. So we've gone to a few other markets and, you know, checked out some products and some setups and introduced ourselves and offer, you know, some new, we call them new vendor programs, with pricing structures, to encourage them to come try us out. So a lot of it, again, is more of that face-to-face approach. And then we also, last year was the first year we did it as big as we have, and we'll do it again this year, but our Small Business Saturday, we'll turn it into a Small Business Weekend, but really encouraging new vendors to come try us out on that day specifically, since that day is geared towards supporting small local businesses in your area. So working with new vendors there, but we're always, you know, taking interest in applications and working with them to get them on site and with everything that they need to be successful.
How expensive is it to become a vendor?
Our base price for a single space is $55.
No. $55.
Mm-hmm. So
an hour.
A day. You know, markets vary and prices vary. We have tried to be really intentional about monitoring our price and knowing what other markets similar to ours are doing and in the area. And that base price hasn't changed since 2000, the year 2000. And we're not looking to change it anytime soon either. We try to create an affordable opportunity for folks. And, you know, part of it too is your first day out might not be great. People don't quite know you're there yet. And, you know, you're kind of trying to get your bearings. And so we work with our new vendors to do some discounts for booking the next couple of weeks, just so that they're starting to create a level of consistency where people start to expect to see them. Because a lot of times the first time you're out there, people will walk by and kind of look at you like, know what that is, like, what's over there, and then, you know, they might not come in, and then the next week they're like, oh, they were there last week, let's go in now and see. And so we try to relay that message to a lot of our new vendors that, hey, stick it out for a little bit. You know, days vary. If the weather is too hot, people won't come out, and if it's a little too rainy, people won't come out. So there's some you know, practical things that play into that. But yeah, we try to really support and create an affordable opportunity for small businesses.
So on a typical day, how many people come through the marketplace?
We have a few thousand that come consistently. And so, you know, again, that's one of our goals, is to work on increasing that attendance, because helps everyone.
What's your goal?
I mean, we'd love to have 10,000 people come through every day. Mm-hmm. I think that would be wonderful. And so that's that hand in hand effort with our vendors promoting that their businesses are specifically there, and then us promoting that we have this marketplace with this eclectic mix of vendors available for people, plus these extra events that are happening. So it's all of us working together to accomplish that.
How many vendors do you have right now?
We have like between 350 and 400 spaces full on a given weekend.
350 to 400.
Wow.
And really what I'm seeing, beginning to see, is this really is an opportunity for somebody to start their own business.
Yes.
It's really a job creator.
Yes. Yes. So our hope is to work with the Small Business Association and, you know, see if there's some programming that we can work with them. We had some talks with Goodwill, who has their center that helps with veteran affairs and helps vets kind of get back into the workforce, but they also have a veterans entrepreneurship program. And so I think that's a great opportunity for us to provide the physical location for, you know, these vets and their new businesses to come and test it out and get on
started.
The ground.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Amazing. I mean, people have talked about getting your business online, but here's a way to get your business on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now, do you ever talk to businesses who are there about how to improve their online business?
So I did a little marketing 101 workshop for some of our vendors. A lot of them are new. They're new to what's this digital marketing and what's social media and what is this? And so, put together a quick kind of one-sheeter guide on how to get started. And these are free. These are free tools that you can use to kind of get your business digitized, and having that presence and then you can decide if you want to put some money in, towards that. But a lot of that's free and it's a great, great first step.
All right. So if somebody was excited and wanted to become one of the vendors, how would they get in touch with you?
So our website is ocmarketplace.com and we have a vendor section that says, how to get started. And a lot of it is just us having a preliminary conversation with you. So we do have one staff member who that's her. She's the vendor manager. That's what she does. And she has been with us for 35 years. So she knows her stuff. Mm-hmm. And so she'll walk through a business. What are you selling? And these are the permits you need or you don't need and licenses you need or don't need. It really does vary. And we don't do that to be difficult, but we are on a state-owned property and we are a paid admission event. So we have a few more stricter regulations than some other markets might have. But again, it's not to be difficult, but it's to make sure you've got all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And we're there every step of the way to get you going. So it's as simple as a phone call.
So if somebody wanted to talk to you, how would they get in touch with you?
Go to our website. All of our contact information is on there. So ocmarketplace.com. And again, we've got our contact us tab and we've got all of our contact information as a staff up there. And then we do have a special vendor section on the website that kind of gets you going and started with that process.
So if you had a microphone to talk to everybody in Orange County, what would you tell them?
Come visit.
All right.
I think, give us a chance. Come out with your family. Come out with your friends. And we've had some wonderful patrons that have been going since it opened, and they've brought their kids and their grandkids. And so people have grown up with it. And to have a little grace for us, because, in the heyday, it was something absolutely incredible. But there's, things are shifting and we're facing a lot of challenges and obstacles that we're collectively working to overcome. And so I think it's, give us a chance, come out, have some fun. If you have ideas or things that you want to see, we welcome suggestions and if it's feasible, we'd love to implement it, but we're here. We're here to be your Orange County marketplace. And that's really our heart behind what we do, is to create a very safe and welcoming place for any person that lives in Orange County.
Well, thank you very much, Peyton, for being with us today, because I think you've done a couple of things. You have introduced to our audience the whole notion of coming out and having fun at the Orange County Marketplace. This is not just your grandfather's store.
Exactly.
This is an experience to have. And you've also talked about helping vendors start, helping them become a business, helping them to create jobs for themselves and for other people. And you've mentioned that even things like Tilly's got started at the marketplace. So who knows? Maybe the next Tilly's is getting ready to call you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's the Pilgrim on the 405 talking about how businesses in California thrive.
listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.